Morgan's AM. The Dow and S&P 500 closed at fresh record highs last Friday.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
A late session rally lifted both the Dow and S&P 500 to fresh record closing highs last Friday, albeit it was a relatively quiet session as traders eyed the earnings season kicking off later this week. The Dow gained 297 points, or 0.89%, to 33,800. The broader S&P 500 closed 0.77% higher to log its third straight record closing high and its 20th of 2021. The NASDAQ added 0.51%, cruise operator Carnival Corp rose 2.6%, buoyed by two broker upgrades. The small capitalisation Russell 2000 index eked out a 0.04% rise. For the week, the Dow gained 1.95%, the S&P 500 rose 2.71%, and the NASDAQ jumped 3.12%. Apple closed more than 8% higher for the week, while Amazon and Alphabet both gained more than 6%. Friday was the lightest trading volume day of the year to date, with less than $9 billion in turnover, and was preceded by the four lightest volume days of the calendar year to date. A total of 22 S&P 500 companies report this week as the quarterly earnings season gets underway. Bed Bath & Beyond, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan and Wells Fargo report on Wednesday night. Based on estimates and early reports, Refinitiv now expects earnings growth of 25% for the first quarter. Earnings for the financials expected to be up 76%. In US economic data, producer price index increased more than expected 1% in March after increasing 0.5% in February and versus economists' forecast for a 0.5% increase. In the 12 months through March, the PPI surged 4.2%, marking the biggest year-on-year rise since September 2011, and followed a 2.8% advance in February. March's increase in producer prices was across the board. Goods prices soared 1.7%, accounting for almost 60% of the increase in PPI. That was the biggest increase since December 2009 and followed a 1.4% rise in February. European bourses closed out a shortened trading week with modest gains, with gains for the healthcare sector up 0.7%, offset by falls for the telecom sector down 0.7%, and leaving the benchmark pan-European Stoxx 600 index up 0.08% to a fresh record closing high. Germany's DAX edged 0.21% higher and France's CAC up 0.06%. Meanwhile, Airbus shares closed 0.3% higher after the plane maker reported slightly higher deliveries in the first quarter. In economic data, German industrial output fell 1.6% month-on-month in February versus economists' forecast of a 1.5% rise. London's FTSE 100 eased 0.38% a day after logging its highest close since 26th of February last year. The index rose 2.65% for the week to log its best weekly performance since early January. Base metals were weaker. Copper lost 0.92% to close at $4.04 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 1.13%, aluminium was down 1.19%, and zinc down 0.68%. Data released last Friday recorded that Chinese producer prices grew by 4.4% in March year over year, though consumer prices saw a more muted increase of 0.4%. Benchmark spot iron ore added 44 cents or 0.25% to US 173.54 metric tonne. Gold futures June delivery fell $13.40 or 0.8% to US 1744 an ounce a day after logging its highest settlement since 25th of February. Oil prices retreated as COVID-19 lockdowns and traffic limitations continue to weigh on energy markets. WTI eased 28 cents or 0.5% to US 59.32 a barrel, down 3.5% for the shortened trading week. Brent lost 25 cents or 0.4% to US 62.95 a barrel, extending its weekly decline to 2.9%. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 3.2 basis points to 1.664%, pairing its weekly decline by 5.7 basis points. The CBOE Volatility Index fell 1.53% to 16.69 and has been trading under the 20 threshold for 8 straight sessions. The Aussie dollar is worth 76.24 US cents.
It is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.